and it's Law and Gospel. Here we go. And it is Insight Wednesday, the first day of November in the year of our Lord, 2017. Now, last Insight Wednesday, we spoke about the importance of the Reformation, because that's what we were dealing with on Sunday. This week on Sunday, we're going to be dealing with All Saints Day. So what is All Saints Day? All Saints Day actually is when Christians around the world recall Christian saints. Not only the martyrs, but those who died in Christ. Remember, the term saint doesn't just refer to a martyr, somebody who was killed or persecuted for the faith. It refers to any Christian. How can you be a saint? Because every Christian recognizes that they are poor, sinful beings, deserving only temporal and eternal punishment. But you see, that is from a human point of view. Under the law, yes, we deserve only temporal and eternal punishment, but because of the grace of Jesus Christ, who came, died on the cross, forgave the sins of the whole world, and therefore those who have faith to trust in the promises of the gospel, God declares to be saints. How so? Well, number one, your sins are forgiven. That takes care of sins that you commit. But how about all those good works you omit? That's taken care of by the robe of righteousness. And so, as the Reformation was teaching us, there is a glorious exchange where you give Jesus your sin, he gives you his righteousness. Now, it's not that you cannot do righteous deeds. They're just not 100%, because the old Adam always has a wrong motivation in doing any righteous deed. They're called fruit of the Holy Spirit, and insofar as the Holy Spirit moves you to do that, and your new man is doing it out of love for Jesus, that's a righteous deed. But the old Adam also kicks in and has an ulterior motive. I've given many an example of that. But for example, just one, a student may give an apple to the teacher. Now, he may appreciate the teacher, and therefore that is a good work. But he's also doing it out of motivation that perhaps he'll get better grades. We rarely do anything without self-interest being involved. And that's what makes the distinction between a work of the Holy Spirit and a good work we do. If it is out of Christ's interest, that's a fruit of the Holy Spirit. If it's out of self-interest, that's a fruit of the devil. And like the Apostle Paul, remember Romans 7? The things I want to do, I'm unable to do, and the things I want to stop from doing, I can't stop from doing. That's the description of a Christian. It's unfortunate many Christians interpret that passage to be referring to Paul before his conversion. But if you read the passage, it's very clear he's talking about after his conversion. This is very comforting to us, to know that the Apostle Paul, having been converted, having been baptized, having received the gift of the Holy Spirit, still can't stop from doing sin. So, All Saints Day sometimes is called All Hallows Day. Now, why do they call it that? Well, the word saint means holy. It's from sanctus, a Latin word, and it refers to, from God's point of view, you are holy. So sometimes you'll hear All Hallows Day. And what do we get with that? Halloween. That's right. Yeah, Halloween is always the last day of October, and we call it Halloween because it's the evening before Hallows Day, also referred to as the Feast of All Saints, celebrated by Roman Catholics, Anglicans, Lutherans, and many other Christians around the world. The Church of England has said this: today, many churches celebrate All Saints Day, where we remember all the saints of the church, both known and unknown. Now, in the congregations that I've been involved with, a lot of times we'll speak the names of those Christians who died during the past year. And at times, we'll even have a bell ringing for each name. So, churches do this kind of differently. There are special candles used in some congregations. They're lit during this, what they consider to be a religious holiday. Now, holiday comes from holy day. And it is a time to remember those who have died in the faith, not just in that congregation, not just in your family, but throughout the whole world. And different cultures do it differently. For example, in Poland, people pay respect to the dead family members by cleaning their tombs and placing flowers and candles on top of their graves. A number of us who have had loved ones die will go to the cemetery, and not just then, but throughout the year, and maybe cutting the grass around where the person has been laid and making it more presentable. Halloween, it came from the French version known as La Toussaint. It is also marked by placing flowers and wreaths on tombs and graves. Over in the Philippines, families pray at the grave of departed loved ones and remember their dead relatives. Now, I know some Christians will go to the grave, and in their prayer, they think they're praying to the person who has died. The Bible is very clear that those who have died have no knowledge of what is going on earth. There is no communication between us and the dead. The Bible even says Abraham is totally ignorant of what is happening here on earth. And that's kind of important, because when you die and your spirit goes to heaven to be with Jesus, guess what? Do you really want to know all the pain and the suffering going on in your family, etc.? So, as I visited, for example, the grave of my son Philip, who died in a motorcycle accident, yes, I'll say a prayer there, but it won't be to Philip. It'll be to Jesus. And Jesus will make the decision if Philip needs to know more. Because I know I'll be seeing him again after I fall asleep in the Lord, and especially after Judgment Day, when our bodies will be rejoined. All Saints Day always falls on November the 1st in most Christian countries. But in the Eastern churches, like Eastern Orthodox, it is celebrated on the first Sunday of Pentecost in May or early June. It's kind of like Easter. That's celebrated at different times, depending on what is the custom of the churches. It's what we call an adiaphora. Adiaphora, what does that mean? An adiaphora are items that Christians follow that aren't necessarily prescribed in the Bible as the way you have to do it. There's nowhere where the Bible gives the specific dates of Christmas or Easter. And so it's not wrong for churches to celebrate that at different times. And All Saints Day is one of those holy days or holidays where that also does occur. Now, what is the purpose when we say we remember the saints? Is that just something that is in our mind? Oh, yes. Aunt so-and-so died. She was a member of the church, wonderful lady. Got great Christmas presents from her. Is that what is meant? No. The term remember here is much more than a memory word. It's an action word. For example, and I've used this before, let's say my wife's birthday is a certain date and I don't give her anything. And so the next day she says, "Do you remember what yesterday was?" And I think for a minute and it comes to me and I say, "Oh, yes, it was your birthday. Did you remember me?" "Oh, yeah, I was thinking about you all day." That's not what she meant by remembering me. And by the way, this has never really happened. A couple of times we have forgotten birthdays, but it's no big deal. The thing is, when somebody says, "Did you remember my birthday?" they're asking, "Did you do an action in giving me a present?" This is what we do when we remember the saints. Well, we can't give them presents, but what we can do is follow their example of trust in the Lord. No matter what happens, it's really important to recognize that the promises of God never fail. We had that terrorist attack yesterday in New York City where 8 people on a bicycle path were killed and others injured. In fact, found out this morning that a number of those who were killed were visitors from Argentina. Now, when we hear that, we say, "Oh boy, God isn't keeping his promises." But that's not true. God always keeps his promises. Take a look at the book of Job. Look how much God permitted Satan to persecute Job. And yet the purpose was to bring Job around to a far greater faith than he had at the beginning of the book. Just kind of read the last chapters where he repents in dust and ashes, recognizing that who is he to tell God off? So the actual origins of All Saints Day, it's kind of still in a mystery because it's observed on different days in various places. But it is thought to have grown out of the Christian tradition of celebrating the martyrdom of saints during Roman times. Remember, they would be burned as lampposts or thrown to lions. It was in the 9th century that Pope Gregory IV ordered the general observance of the feast day on November 1st each year. And because it falls on the day after Hallowed Evening, Halloween, which is also called All Hallows Eve, that was always on October the 31st. And that religious festival is followed by All Souls Day. Now, that's a different holiday, and it's to remember the dead on November the 2nd. Today is November the 1st. So it's the appropriate All Saints Day. In an All Saints Day address in St. Peter's Square in Rome, the Pope said he was praying for the victims of attacks in New York, Somalia, and Afghanistan. Now, the only thing I would question there is not all those who died in those attacks were Christians, so they wouldn't be referred to as saints. But it's not wrong to pray for others who are not Christian. In fact, it's very important. The Lord's Prayer definitely forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. The Bible wants us to pray for all people, not only for those who have come to faith, but for those who still remain in the darkness of unbelief. And so it's important that we keep that in mind. By the way, in Mexico, it's called the Day of the Dead, and celebrations occur from October 31st to November 2nd. And they're a time to remember deceased loved ones. And remember what I said about remember, that it's a time where we take a look at how wonderful these people were as examples of Christians. Did they sin? Did they fail? Of course they did. All of us do. But there was still that faith in Jesus. I'm still surprised that in the terrible Las Vegas shootings, we find people who actually came to believe in God after that. One man did so because he said, I didn't believe in God before, but I was not shot. I'm still alive. There must be a God. You see, there's a distinction between natural knowledge and revealed knowledge. How can you look at creation and not imagine that there is a God? How these things all came about. And the more we learn about animals and how different they are from one another, the idea that they evolved is just plain ridiculous, because many evolutionists believe they evolved by chance. And there are some Christians who think that they need to somehow abide by the scientific community, some of whom teach evolution, and therefore they begin to say that that's how God created the world. He created it through evolution. Well, that's not correct. Because when he made Adam, he made him from the dust of the ground. He didn't make him from a monkey. And it was a 6-day, and those days were 24 hours, in which the entire universe was created. So, we need to always go back to the Bible when we're asking questions, because general revelation doesn't give you any details about God. If you only have general revelation, then All Saints' Day will be a time to celebrate, thinking that those who went to heaven are those who were good enough to get there. How does that come about when the Bible is so clear that salvation is a gift, not something you merit? It comes about because that's how things work in the world. You get ahead in the world by doing the right things. Passing the test, you go to the next grade. Really being a good worker, you get a promotion. Being very nice to someone, you could end up marrying them. That's how the world thinks. And so when God comes into the question, why am I going to heaven? The vast majority of people think that it's because he considers my works good enough. And so for them, a saint is somebody who's really been good. I kind of like that song. I heard it when I was growing up. It was a song about a young man driving a car with his girlfriend. They had an accident and she died in the accident. And the song keeps singing about, I need to be good so that when I get to heaven, I'll be with her. That's the thinking of the world, that we get to heaven by our works. So if you celebrate All Saints Day in applauding the works of those who died before us as Christians with the view that's how they got to heaven, you have totally missed out on the purpose of All Saints Day. Because the purpose of All Saints Day, yes, it's to remember the wonderful good works of the Christian, but the glory always goes to the triune God. The Father who created us, the Son who redeemed us, and the Holy Spirit who gave us that faith and sanctifies us in the one true faith so that heaven is our home. Frankly, if Jesus is not the focus of All Saints Day, but rather the people who have gone on before us, that they're the focus, we've missed the whole point of All Saints Day. The Bible was not written to commend human beings for all the good works they do that earn them heaven. That's never found in the Bible. The Bible was written to give glory to the Son of God. And therefore, I would encourage those who are preaching this coming Sunday, making it an All Saints Day, that what they do is Jesus gets the glory, because he is the one without whom none of us would be saved. As the Missouri Synod has indicated during this Reformation 500th anniversary, Jesus is the reason. Jesus is for the season. It's all about Jesus. And why would we do that? Because the greatest Bible study ever found in the Bible was that Bible study by Jesus with the Emmaus disciples on the road to Emmaus. Remember that? What did Jesus talk about? Did he talk about, oh, isn't it wonderful how Israel obeyed the law so that they would be saved? Or how you folks have obeyed the law as apostles so that God will save you? No. The whole Bible study was all about Jesus. From Genesis through Malachi. Because remember, at that time, they only had the Old Testament. And what we need to realize is not only does much of the Old Testament, if not all of it, direct us to Jesus, but Jesus himself was present in the Old Testament. Where? Well, oftentimes he's referred to as the angel of the Lord. There's some 70 times in the Bible where the angel of the Lord is considered to be Jesus himself, sometimes before he was incarnate. For example, Moses in Exodus at the burning bush, from the bush, the Lord God spoke and he is referred to as the angel of the Lord. And his name is Yahweh. I am who I am. That's talking about Jesus. Jesus is found again and again in the Old Testament stories, many a time. And so, not only the Old Testament, but the New Testament has one focus, one goal, and that's to hear about Jesus, because he is your Savior. And what does that mean, that he's your Savior? It means salvation is from God. It's not something we earn. It's not something we merit. And so when we consider All Saints Day, the focus once more has to be on Jesus and not so much the saints that have gone on before. Even though they have done many good works, that is not part of their justification whereby they have been saved. It's part of their sanctification as their response to being saved because of what Jesus has done for them. That's how we remember the saints. I'm Tom Baker. We'll probably be continuing this conversation to some degree on tomorrow's Rumination Thursday with Wes Reimnitz. All Saints Day. Have some more insights and tidbits for you. If you want to get a hold of me, Law and Gospel at lawandgospel101.com. I'm Tom Baker. Till tomorrow, God bless.
Listen to Law and Gospel each weekday at this time on Worldwide KFUO. For a contribution to the program, make your check payable to Law and Gospel and mail it to Pastor Tom Baker, Post Office Box 28910, St. Louis, Missouri 63132. You can call toll-free at 1-877-267-1962 or email Law and Gospel at lawandgospel101.com. Views and opinions expressed on Worldwide KFUO may not represent the official position of the management or ownership of KFUO, the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. If you'd like to comment on programs or topics heard on Worldwide KFUO, write us at KFUO, 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can also leave a question or comment on our comment line at 314-996-1542. We are the messenger of good news, Worldwide KFUO.